Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to us via the World Wide Web or those that are listening via telephone. I count it an honor and a privilege that you would take time out of your busy schedule to join in with us on this morning. You know, it's such a privilege from God to be able to speak to his people or to speak to people that are his creation. It's just, like I said, I don't know how to thank you enough, but I do know that, as my sister Sheila would say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you so much. And, I'm going to now see if anyone on the line is available to actually pray for us this morning. And if you're available to pray for us, I actually appreciate it. And believe me, being a prayer warrior and intercessor is not only a privilege for me, it's a privilege for all that God has given that assignment to, and the fact that you would not just pray on today or the next day or the next day. I thank God that the people on this World Wide Web will be blessed by your gift. So is there anyone that would love to share their gifts and pray with and for the program and the people that are listening to us on today?
God bless you, Apostle-elect. This is Minister McCoy, and I just want to say good morning to you. And good morning.
Good morning.
To God. And, feeling a spirit of heaviness today, but I know God said to praise him. To praise him.
Amen.
And so today, as I pick up this mantle of prayer, Mile 3E Ministries, I just say, God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come to the throne. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, God, for all you've done for us. Thank you, God, because you've brought us from a mighty long way. Thank you, Father, for always being there, for always having your arms stretched out. No matter what, you were there. Hallelujah. And you welcomed us home. Thank you, God, for the plan you have made for all those who would just reach out and reach up and believe you and believe your Son and receive the Holy Spirit, the life that you have planned for us on this side and the next, God. We thank you. We thank you, and we praise. We thank you, and we praise. We lift you up, and we magnify you. We come before you in the spirit of praise. We come before you rejoicing, believing, and receiving all that you have done for us, the atmosphere. Despite the circumstances, despite feelings and the lies of the enemy, we say thank you. 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 Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah, we come into your courts with praise and thanksgiving. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. don't have to understand. We don't have to agree. Oh, hallelujah. We say thank you. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, forgiveness. Hallelujah. Cleanse our hearts and our minds and our thoughts. Touch our lips and our tongues. Help us to stay in line with your word. Not just this moment, but this day. Every day, let us seek you and find you. Let us ask for forgiveness and believe. Let us seek you, God, as never before. I lift everyone who's listening, all those associated with this ministry, all those who will listen. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. We praise you forever. We worship you forever. And we shall sing. In the name of Jesus, I pray and give you the thankful. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I know that I know that I know that prayer by Minister Margot has reached the north, the south, the east, the west, that prayer was just what we all needed. I can't speak for anyone on the air, but I could speak for me to let Minister Margot know that prayer. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Now, we've been talking about this road to complete healing and wholeness that God himself has been carrying me through. But yet I'm finding that it's not just me. I'm finding that there's many people that are jointly on this road to healing and wholeness through, from, and by God. And unfortunately, many of us sometimes want or expect everything else to just be on hold while I'm dealing with this or that. I remember when my mother died and then my father died, and the people at work made me feel like I should have told my mother and father to hold on. They couldn't die so closely together. I felt like the world was causing a feeling of being overwhelmed. I thought about how in July, not only did we tragically lose our sister Sheila, but then the enemy tried to take her grandson away in a car accident. And then I thought about how in August another thing happened where Carvon was in a near fatal car accident, and all he kept saying was, auntie, you don't understand, he blew through the light, he could have killed me, auntie. He hadn't even had time to grieve over his grandmother when someone tried to take his life. And then I thought about how Cheryl's mother had died, and she hadn't even had an opportunity to deal with the loss of Sheila, who she was good friends with, like a sister. And then I had to send a friend not too long ago. Her name is Tony. She just moved to Texas not too long ago, whose grandmother just died. And I thought to myself how God, my heart, is overwhelmed. I know that we're going through a complete healing and wholeness right now, but God, as I'm trying to deal with this and as I'm trying to deal with that, so many things are happening.
so many people are still leaving this place before I have an opportunity to deal with that loss. And my heart was so overwhelmed until I found myself driving dirty, my registration for my car. I had forgot that it expired in July. I was thinking it would be the next July. And I said, God, my heart is overwhelmed. I have this to do. I have that to do. But I'm forgetting the very things that it takes to take care of day-to-day life because my focus is being pulled here. My focus is being pulled there. And the people around me, their focus is being pulled as well because they're dealing with this loss or that loss. Or there's so much going on. God, the enemy is not throwing the house at us. He's not throwing the sink at us. He's not throwing the building at us. But the cares of the world, they're overwhelming us, God, when we need to stay focused, when we need to be prayer warriors, when we need to be here for that person or that person. We can't. We're finding ourselves overwhelmed because he wants us off. He wants us off our assignment. He wants us to be somebody is dealing with health issues on today. Somebody is dealing with financial issues on today. Somebody is dealing with this or that or that or this here or there. But somebody is dealing with so much until their heart is overwhelmed. God, I understand that this road trip, this perfecting trip, it's like that diamond that's under pressure. I understand that this road trip is like that gold that's in the center of the fire. I understand that it's that time when we're to not only take a test and pass it, but we must ace it. I understand, God, that this is the time that you must increase so that I decrease. God, I understand that I need to be humble. I understand that I need your grace and your mercy. But God, I'm being transparent. I'm still not ready to enter this bargaining stage for my sister's death. I'm not even sure, God, if I really care if people are tired of hearing about the struggle and the strain of dealing with that when all of these other things are being added to people. So many people right now, God, I've talked to you about how this person appears to dismiss our feelings, and they appear to be acting selfish and things of that sort. And God, you reminded me that not only did you tell me at the beginning of the year to pray for these people, you're still saying to pray for them. I didn't tell you, is what God told me, to get off the wall. I didn't authorize you to get off the wall. I said, but God, he says, remember when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, I will lift up a standard against him. But in order for there to be a lift up of the flood, there must be a flood. My God, my God, my God, my God. And so many of us says the peace of God surpasses all understanding. But what we keep forgetting is that in the midst of this peace that we need, trouble is still there. In the midst of this understanding that we need, trials and tribulations are still there. In the midst of this battle that we're fighting to pray for this person and that person, the battle is still being forged. That means that the enemy is not just coming from the left. Now he's coming from the right. He's not just coming from the right. He's coming from behind you. He's coming, and he's here. And the one thing he needs for us to do is to get off the wall. Ah, to turn in everything that he's told us to do. We've been given the arsenal. We've been given the armor. We've been given the pledge. We've been given the proclamation. We've been given the earnest confirmation that we should pray. We have been given everything that we need. But sometimes what we forget is although we have all of the ammunition and the weapons that we need, we forgot to do what Jesus did. Because he, just like us, knows what it's like to have your heart overwhelmed. He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he asked them to pray. He asked them to pray while he went to pray. When he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup of judgment away from me, but not what I will, but what you will. And when he went back to the very people that were supposed to be watching and praying just for an hour, fatigue overtook them, and they were asleep. So if you take that fatigue and replace it with all of the things that are happening around us, and we feel like saying, Father, if it's all possible, can you stop all of this stuff from happening so I can just concentrate on this one assignment? Ah, my God in heaven. But just like Jesus, we must say, not my will, but your will be done. With tears in our eyes, not my will, but your will be done. With pain in our hearts, not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word. I accept what you allow, God. Right in the midst of me hearing the 3 degrees song, when they said, precious moments, when will I see you again? When will we share precious moments? Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night long? When will I see you again? When will our hearts be together? Are we in love or just friends? Is this the beginning or is it the end? When will I see you again? Sweet, sweet love of mine. Come on, come on. Tell me, when will I see you again, my sweet loved one? Oh yes, when will I see you again? See, during this bargaining phase and stage right now, when we need to be turning to God and telling him that we trust him, during this bargaining stage and phase right now, when I'm supposed to be praying in this assignment that God has given us, I'm also saying, God, when will I see the peace that surpasses all understanding? When will I see and understand what even acceptance is? He reminded me of how Frank Sinatra said, I'll see you again, though my world may go awry. In my heart, it will ever lie, just an echo or a sigh. I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again. Time may lie heavy between, but has been past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years will come to me, but when will it come? Ah, get out of my stuff. Because he finally said goodbye. But see, the Westlife family came and they sang a similar song that said, always you will be a part of me and forever feel your strength. When I need it most, you're gone now, gone but not forgotten. I can't say this to your face, but I know you hear me. I'll see you again. You never really left. I feel you walking beside me. I know I'll see you again. When I'm lost and I'm missing you like crazy, I tell myself that I'm so blessed to ever have you in my life. I will see you again because you never left me. You're still right by my side. When I had the time to tell you, I never thought I'd live to see the day when the words I should have said would come to haunt me today. I'm in a darkest hour. I'll tell you myself. I know I'll see you again. Oh, I miss you like crazy. Someday I'll see you again. I'll never forget you. You'll never, ever leave my side. 'Cause but not forgotten, I feel you by my side. No, this is not goodbye. That's what the song said for Westlife. But one thing that I know is although they may not be right beside me, and I might not even be feeling them as if they're right beside me, but one thing that I know, God himself is carrying me. Ah, God himself is right beside me. God himself is walking with me. God himself is in my heart. God himself is in my mind. God himself is speaking on today. He had me to write on Facebook the other day, please know that when God says no or not right now, it's because he said it because it's not his will right now. Not at this time, but it's a promise that God has greatness in store for you, your seeds, and your seed seeds. We have to trust and wait on the timing and the manifestation of God because it's what's best for us. While I was driving here, I was asking God for justice. While I was driving here, I was asking God for justice for the man that took my sister away. I was asking God to have grace and mercy. And God reminded me that we many times are asking him for grace and mercy. And sometimes we don't want to give it to the very person that needs it. Sometimes we don't want to give God what he has given us freely. And so I found myself rebuking the devil, rebuking myself, and saying, God, I thank you for the song by George Shea that told me, in times like this, we need a savior. In times like this, we need an anchor. This anchor holds, grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. He's my solid rock. In times like this, I need a Bible. It can't be idle. In times like this, that anchor holds and is a solid rock. Now, don't you know that when he did that, he also brought the word of God to me, the Bible that says, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you, Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. But he came and said, let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance. Give you courage and strength for every challenge. And that's according to John 14 and 27. And furthermore, he came back in Philippians 4 and 6 and said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. I said, but God, my heart and my mind is overwhelmed. And he gave me 1 Peter 5 and 7 that says, casting all your cares, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. I said, oh God, but my heart and my mind is still overwhelmed. He told me, Cecilia, pay close attention to yourself. Concentrate on your personal development. Do your teachings and persevere in those things and hold to them. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you, according to 1 Timothy 4 and 16. So I said, but yes, God, my heart is still overwhelmed. And he said, don't forget my word. In Psalms 94, 14 through 19, that told you I would never abandon you, that told you that my compassion and loving kindness was there for you, even when your foot slipped. So you're to be anxious for nothing, even when the anxious thoughts multiply within you. My God, in heaven today, I will be there to comfort you. Remember, Cecilia, when I told you in my word that you were still in great company, because as Jesus wept for Lazarus, he still knew that he had an assignment, and that assignment was the cross. It didn't mean that he wouldn't deal with this or that, but that he would still stay on assignment. Although you may need me to comfort you in times of grief, although you may need me to comfort you in times of downcast, as it's talked about in 2 Corinthians 1 and 3 and also 7 and 6, don't forget that your peace is still in me. Your joy is still in me. Although you experience the tribulations that John 16 and 33 talks about, know that Ephesians 2 and 14 promises you that I'll still give you peace. Know that when you trust God, because although loss and grief is a part of life in this fallen earth, we have to know that we are the redeemed and the restored of the Lord, even when our hearts are overwhelmed, even when our hearts are broken. We have to know that even in the midst of losses, whether they're financially, whether they're spiritually, or whatever they are, they're only temporary. And I said, God, I hear you, I hear you, I understand how you're ministering to me and how you're encouraging me and how you're reminding me that although people are being lost, and although our finances are in trouble, and although the things on our job, this and that is happening, these things are temporary. I said, but God, right now in this thing right here, it appears to be great. It appears to be so insurmountable. Too great to overcome. It appears to be unconquerable. It appears to be invincible. It appears to be unassailable. It appears to be hopeless. It appears to be impossible. Please keep reminding me, God, just like you've done in the past, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Jesus is greater, greater, greater. Jesus is stronger, 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 and even greater and stronger than that. Help me, God, to remember that as I wait on this temporary healing and wholeness, that I'm still going to be dealing with things that appear to be terrible, appear to be things that are trying to ruin us, that appear to be things that are pitfalls, that appear to be sent to destroy us, for the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. And although these eyes of mine are overflowing with tears, that appears to have no relief, that appears to be unceasing, God, show me how you're looking down from heaven, and you see every tear, and you're bottling them up in the bottle, and how I can know that I know that I know that no enemy, no stone, no pit, no depths of a pit, no fear, no thing in my life can overtake me. Because you are God, and not only did you say that the depths of visions and plots, that you would hold them and that you would handle them, that I must know that although my heart and my mind appears to be overwhelmed, that you, God, are right there, and that you, God, are my hope. And that you, God, are my source of joy. And that you, God, are my peace. And that you, God, I'm to trust in because of the power of the hope and the overflowing of your Holy Spirit. For just as you told Paul that you're full of goodness, that you're full of knowledge, that you're full of boldness, that you're full of grace, that you're full of the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you're offering us to trust you as we continue in your service. My God, my God, my God. That we must continue to stay on the wall. And while we're on the wall, it doesn't mean that at times are going to be perfect. My God, it doesn't mean that this or that's not going to still be happening. It doesn't mean that we're not still going to suffer losses. It doesn't mean that while we're going through these things, you won't call on us to pray. We're called prayer warriors for a reason. My God, my God, my God. Because when you are a prayer warrior, that means that in the battle, you're still praying for somebody else. It means in the midst of the battle, when the things are trying to take your focus away, that you're still praying and interceding for somebody else. It means that right in the midst of the battle, you still got to speak an encouraging word. It means that in the midst of the battle, you're still to show grace and mercy. It means in the midst of the battle, you're still called a warrior. You can't be a warrior if you can't fight in a battle. You got to keep on the whole armor of God, so that you can ambush the enemy that tries to come in this way and that way. You have to say the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you. God, I'm not saying. Right in the middle of the battle, you've got to be able to Triska. Right in the middle of the battle. You've got to turn to God and say, God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. God, I'm strong, but I need to be stronger. God, I accept my assignment, but help me to keep my focus. God, some writer wrote a song that said, I need thee, and I need thee even more today. God, when I can't sleep at night, I need your ministering angels to come and give me peace that surpasses all understanding. Right in the middle of the tears that I'm shed, that you're counting, God. I need you to not only put them in the bottle as they overflow, God, but help me to know that you're counting my tears. Help me to know that you're going to strengthen me in the wars. Ah, the wars that are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And show me, God, although the fear is false evidence that appears real, this thing right here is real to me today, God. Here I'm on no shit. Hey, thing today. I know your word says this enemy I see today, God, I'm on shit. I will see no more, God, but today, I need your arms wrapped all around me, God. Today. I need you right in the midst of this battle so that we can stay on assignment. Minister Margot can stay on assignment. Minister Sylvia can stay on us. Dr. Serena Wright can stay on assignment. Pastor Troy can stay on assignment. Prophet Antoine can stay on assignment. Missionary Montgomery and Ron, Minister Ron, can stay on assignment. Reverend Lawrence can stay on assignment. Right in the midst of this thing right here, this thing right there, this thing over there, we can stay on assignment while our humanity is manifesting, while this emotional luggage is becoming too heavy to carry, that we will give it to you and lay it on the altar. For when our hearts are overwhelmed, when our minds are overwhelmed, when our lives are overwhelmed, when our finances are overwhelmed, when every area of our life is overwhelmed, we'll go to the rock that's higher than us. Jesus is high. Jesus is great. Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is our God. And he went to God and he said, I don't want to leave this comfortless. So, God, we ask you for your Holy Spirit to minister to us like he's never ministered to us before, to indwell every fiber of our total being in the depth and the width that he's never consumed us before. Smear us with your oil. Your oil of joy. Smear us with your oil, your oil of peace. Smear us with your oil of love. Smear us with everything we need in order to stay on assignment during this time. Father God, I thank you for your word on today. I thank you that as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I am a first partaker of this word, and I needed it. I thank you, God, for all that you're doing for Minister Marco right now, encouraging her, strengthening her, giving her the words that she needs to encourage somebody else. Strengthen her in ways that she cannot even imagine. Use her in ways that she has never even asked you for, my God, today. God, let that word that's in her belly flow freely in Jesus' name. Might I say, get on no bullshit. God, use her for your glory. Be glorified, God. Minister Sylvia, use her for your glory, God. There's somebody waiting on the word that's in Minister Margo's and Minister Sylvia belly, God. Don't let them lose their focus. Cause them to stay on the wall. Everyone even affiliated with Smile 3E, which is your ministry, God, and through these earthly vessels, take them to greater works, miracles, signs, and wonder, greater, because this road and this journey to complete healing and wholeness and perfecting is a gift. And it's a gift from you for such a time as this. Do what only you can do, that when we would come to you and ask you for this cup to pass from us, God, that you will remind us that this assignment right here is until death. Thank you, God, for this marriage that we have to you. No contract that can be broken. Not if we really love you, God. No divorce decree. But this assignment right here to the nations, it's global. It's greater. It's bigger. For this anchor that we have is anchored in Jesus, who's anchored in you. And we accept the assignment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn the program over to anyone that's available to make the announcements and close us out. And if you're not, I'm sure I will. So the phone lines are open.
God. Praise God. Praise God for his word on today, Lord. I just like to take a moment to lift up Apostle Alex Cecilia. Lift her up. Oh God, put her on the altar before you. We thank you for this woman of God. We ask you to replenish and refurbish all that she has given out. We ask you, Lord, consideration, all those things that she has before you, all those prayers that she has before you, all the concerns that she's whispered only to you, God. Just let her know she's in your will. She's in your way. And the word that she has, you have placed within her. Encourage her heart. Strengthen her, God. Soothe her spirit. Bring her peace. Help her to seek you as never before. Because only in you is what she needs. The peace, the joy, getting to the other side of this situation she's in. Only you can take her there, God. Help her to stay on the wall. Help her to stay committed. Help her to know, God, you are the answer. The answer is in you. We thank you for her. We thank you for what you've placed in her. We thank you for the ministry that you've birthed within her. We see it grow. We ask you to continue, God, to multiply it. To multiply it as only you can. The lives of all those who listen. And all those who will listen, in Jesus' name we pray and give you the thanks. Amen and amen. We thank you for your word on today. We thank you for what has gone forth. We ask all those who are listening to, if you are available this time, next week, to listen in again at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I think I got that wrong. 10:30 Central Standard Time, to hear this broadcast every Sunday morning. It is a blessing, and we know that God has a word for his people. Also, Malcolm E. has, has a program that you can listen to every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, that is hosted by Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Please listen in. This being Monday, we will have Dr. Serena Wright, who, of course, is a medical doctor as well as an author and a strong warrior. It is a warrior in God's army. Come and hear the woman of God. She always has something that will help you, that you can apply to your life, that can help you to walk stronger, to have confidence that God is on your side. And then every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Let's Talk, and this Friday, our host again is Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and she and Prophet Antoine Thomas work that particular ministry together. So tune in to find out who will be going forth in the Word. This ministry is based on the Word, our foundational scripture. Oh, Lord, is Matthew 6, and I want to say 33. Lord, forgive me. I don't have my notes with me, but it's
Jesus. It is. It is. You're on it, man.
The kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. If there's anyone else that would like to speak, that have words to say, to the woman of God, or simply to give a testimony, thank God that you are with us on this side of glory. The mics are still open. All right. So we thank you for being with us, those who are listening now and who will listen in the archive. We ask that you remember, God is always there. He's never too busy There's never a disconnect. All you need to do is reach out, to reach up, to look up, to believe, to call on him in a sincere prayer, and he will answer you. He will answer because his love is never failing. It's never, and it has no bounds. He's a loving Father and will always hear and answer our prayer. Trust God more each day. Go with God. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.